30 WRDN.
The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine and the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all, unless you can when teardrops fall. I tell the truth except when I lie. Hurts me when I cry. You couldn't tell it by the smile, but my recovery took a while. I worked for days and nights on end, just to walk and talk again. You can't believe the time it takes to heal a heart once it breaks. It's the only time I feel the pain, sunshine of the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all, unless you count when teardrops fall. I'll tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. Can't see. It was a struggle to survive. I'm probably lucky I'm alive. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine and the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all, unless you count when teardrops fall. I'll tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. I tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. In a key meeting at the White House today, President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky discussing an end to Russia's war in Ukraine and finalizing a mineral rights deal between the U.S. and Ukraine. ABC's Tom Sufi Burich has more.
The minerals deal is important. In theory, it's that framework that ties U.S. and Ukrainian economic interests together in Ukraine going forward. But I think it's not the main show. I mean, the main show is ultimately how you reach a ceasefire on the ground and what the security guarantees will be. And it doesn't look like there'll be many references to security guarantees in this minerals agreement.
Pope Francis remains in a Rome hospital for pneumonia. The Vatican says he continues to improve. Doctors say it will take more days of clinical stability before they know if the Pope is out of danger. In Los Angeles, the red carpet is out and final preps are underway for this Sunday's Academy Awards. The Oscars air on ABC. This is ABC News. The top Google searches this month could tell us something about the Oscars race.
The Academy Awards ceremony is just a few days away.
Reaching peak Oscar buzz right now, so people are searching for all sorts of things.
Google Trends expert Nick Byrne says the most searched Best Picture nominee is Anora.
Followed by The Brutalist, and then Nickel Boys came in third, and Amelia Perez in fourth.
But he adds that what people search for doesn't necessarily indicate what Academy voters will cast a ballot for. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
The Oscars air this Sunday on ABC for a preview of The Big Night, a special edition of 2020 Countdown to the Oscars with Robin Roberts, premieres tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Apple says it's coming out with a new feature aimed at helping parents protect their children more effectively on social media. The function will allow developers to access age information volunteered by parents. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Battling brutal winds today, sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at GrandpasBBQShop.com. Currently, it's 45.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Neupert. The deaths of two people in a Milwaukee suburb are determined to be a murder-suicide. We get more from Ted Allen.
Police responding to a report of an unresponsive person inside a home in Franklin found a man and a woman dead at the scene. They're identified as 65-year-old Ricky Henderson and 66-year-old Ann Harrison. Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office reports Ann Harrison's death was a homicide and Ricky died by suicide. Franklin police continue to investigate.
Breaking ground for a new cargo facility at Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee. The project on the site of the former Air National Guard 440th Airlift Wing will provide businesses with faster and cheaper cargo alternatives to Illinois airports. The new facility will be able to accommodate five Boeing 747s at the same time. It's expected to generate millions in annual rents and fees. More news online at WRN.com. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Attention, recently retired folks. A new adventure is waiting for you at Cobison Buses. Many retirees are driving bus for a second career. Bring home an extra income and enjoy a flexible work schedule. Be a positive influence and help the kids in your community. Cobison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Visit Cobison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobison terminal near you.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job? Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare, a twofold win. Join the Mom Army at Cobison and bring your child to work. Now is your chance. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Cobison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Moms, find out how you can join the Mom Army at Cobison. Visit Cobison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobison terminal near you.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07. Reporting from Commodity Classic in Denver, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Amplify Health from Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Gunderson Clinics and Tri-County Community Hospital. Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area and featuring monuments from Lifetime Memorials. And the JKL Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The City of Durand has a new website. During this week's council meeting, the city administrator told council members that the new site is now online. City staff is going through each page of the site to correct any errors and outdated information that was transferred from the old site. The city will be adding new features to the site in the coming weeks. A group called Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin is looking to contest the recent approval of a pollution discharge permit for Ridge Breeze Dairy to expand it to 6,500 cows in Pierce County. Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin is considering contesting the DNR's approval of the permit. Danny Akinson with GROW says there are still landowners on the permit application that are not agreeing to have manure spread on their land.
Originally, the DNR said that they were going to require signed agreements with landowners, and then they backtracked on that and decided that they were only going to be requiring signed affidavits signed by the renters who are farming the land. And since then, we have had more landowners come forward and say that they still do not agree to have their land spread on. And those landowners were included on the affidavits. It said that they were aware that their land was going to be used for manure spreading and that they agreed to it. And if they are continuing to come forward and saying that they don't agree to it, then obviously that's not working.
Ridge Breeze Dairy CEO Greg Wolf told Wisconsin Public Radio that the dairy relied on growers to get that approval from landowners. The Wisconsin DNR says the dairy has 7,000 acres listed for manure spreading. The number of people found homeless in western Wisconsin during the semiannual count has fallen. From January 22nd through the 29th, volunteers found 34 people without a home. The number is a big decrease from the 104 last July. Everyone who participated gave basic information and a name to the volunteers. 16 people who did not provide enough information were not included. The count was run by community members representing over 28 organizations. The next count will take place July 23rd. The Environmental Protection Agency says it will uphold the current April 28th implementation date for year-round use of E15 and E10 in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and six other states. The action provides certainty for fuel suppliers and expands customer access to year-round E15 in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said it underscores EPA's commitment to consumer access to E15 while ensuring a smooth transition to fuel suppliers and refiners. Congress is currently negotiating a plan to allow the permanent year-round sale of E15 nationwide. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location, next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction and the Wisconsin School Counselor Association has awarded Bobby Phillips of Mound View Elementary the inaugural Program of Excellence Award. The award commends those who have used data to create a school counseling program that has a positive impact on the school community. Schools that have this award are eligible for the American School Counselor Association RAMP designation. It's the highest national recognition for a school counseling program. Mountview Elementary is in the Elk Mound School District. With the boys and girls high school basketball tournaments underway, former Durand, Arkansas student Reed Hansen and fellow master's program student Peyton Daschle have a project called Bridging the Gap that's centered around rules, education, and sportsmanship in regards to coaches, athletes, officials, and basketball spectators. The goal of the project is to bridge the gap between Wisconsin coaches, players, fans, and officials. To visit the project website, visit the Durand, Arkansas School District's Facebook page.
Starting next week, Eau Claire's new Street Ambassador program will kick off in the downtown area. Ambassadors will be assisting visitors in finding local stores and destinations, while also helping to maintain a clean and inviting city. The program focuses on hospitality, ensuring a positive experience for everyone in the heart of the city. The ambassadors will be out Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You'll be able to spot them as they will have royal blue and yellow outfits on. The Natural Resources Board will once again attempt to set state standards on forever chemicals. The board announced Wednesday it will hold open hearings on PFAS contamination in groundwater and how to regulate that. No dates are set, but will be announced in the coming weeks. The proposed standards would mirror federal guidelines on the most common PFAS and PFOS chemicals. Department of Natural Resources officials say having those standards in place will help private well owners to receive remediation assistance and help guide action against polluters. Legislative Republicans have prevented the rules from being implemented over the last two times that they were brought forward. You're listening to WRDN News.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Several Green Bay area breweries are working together to create a special NFL draft beer. The 8th Round Pale Ale will be available in April during draft week, including at the free Draft City Music Festival in Leicht Memorial Park. The NFL draft takes place in Green Bay April 24th through the 26th. For WRDN News, reporting from Commodity Classic in Denver, I'm Brian Winnekins.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Battling brutal winds today, sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 45.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. We ask that you kindly not be that guy, and instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone from their top brands in any condition on any unlimited plan for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 with Galaxy AI.
With new line on my plan, additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Giannis Antetokounmpo poured in 28 points and pulled down 19 rebounds to lead the Bucks over the Denver Nuggets, 121-112 on Thursday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brooke Lopez added 22 points, was asked what this win shows them.
Yeah, I think it shows us who we are, you know, and it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. But it shows the guys in the locker room what this team's capable of, who we are, you know, and justifies the goals we have.
Bucks improved to 20-1 this season when scoring 120 or more points in a game. NFL scouting combine continues in Indianapolis today. Defensive backs and tight ends take their turn with on-field skills testing after defensive linemen and linebackers went yesterday. Former Badger safety Hunter Wohler gets his shot on the field today. He was asked what image he's trying to get across to NFL scouts and GMs.
Intelligent, a good understanding of the game and ability to communicate. I'm the same person every single day. Like, I'm going to show up, I'm going to give you my everything. And just an aggressiveness and an aggressive nature and a joy to be on that field every single day.
NFL has set the salary cap for the upcoming season. The league announced yesterday the 2025 cap has been set at a record $279.2 million per team. That's an increase of $23.8 million from last year. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team opens play in the WCHA playoffs against Bemidji State this weekend. Game one of that best-of-three series faces off at 7 p.m. at LeBron Arena tonight. Badger's alternate captain Lacey Eden.
Yes, going into playoffs, like, it's a whole different beast. I mean, it's do or die now. These are games you have to win. You have to be on top of your game 100% of the time. Like, you can't take a shift off because one goal, it could be the end of your season.
Badgers coming off a two-game sweep at Bemidji State last weekend. Wisconsin's Casey O'Brien enters the game with 258 career points, just five away now from breaking the all-time school record held by Hillary Knight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
One New Zealander is looking to capitalize this weekend in Austin. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass presented by eBay. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to more.
Got a great year ahead.
Where the roads don't have limits on how fast you can go or the sights you're going to see.
Oh, we got trouble.
Welcome to new places, familiar faces,
wow,
and memories in the making.
That's great, baby. Woo!
Welcome to a whole new season of NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Coca-Cola at Circuit of the Americas, Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
There will be a new layout when the NASCAR Cup Series takes to the Circuit of the Americas this weekend in Austin, Texas. During the last four runnings of the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix, the track had been 20 turns at 3.4 miles, but officials decided late last year to shorten the course for this season's race to a 17-turn, 2.3-mile configuration. New Zealander Shane Van Gisbergen is a rookie in the NASCAR Cup Series and believes this is a great opportunity for him to do well early in his rookie year.
It'll be interesting to see what that's like. Yeah, having a road course early is probably a good morale boost for the team as well, and yeah, keep us going.
I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Don't forget the tires when you go through spring checkups on the tractor. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on how to make sure your tires are ready to carry the load as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Farmers are anxious to hop on the tractor and start spring field work. Tires are a critical part of the maintenance equation. It's important to identify problems now so there isn't any downtime when you're trying to get field work done in a critical window. Brad Harris is the manager of the field engineering group with Firestone Ag. He says the first thing to do is make sure the tires are inflated to the right pressure. Use load and inflation tables from your tire manufacturer and use a high-quality digital gauge. After checking the tire pressure, take a good look at the sidewalls.
Make sure there's no major cuts or snags, that the rubber's been removed and we see cords. If we see fabric, that's a good indication that we probably should be replacing that tire. We're going to do the same thing in the tread area. Stubble damage, cuts, chips in there. If it's just cosmetic and we don't see any cords, we can continue to run that tire.
While you're in the tread area, look at the tread depth. If the tires only have 20 to 25% skid depth left and it's a wet spring, it'll pay to put new tires on the tractor to get more traction. Just as important to check are the valve stems and hardware on the tire.
If it's a tubeless tire, just make sure that we're not getting leaks around the valve stem. Make sure that we put that valve stem cap back on there so that we don't get dirt in there, opening it and losing air as we're going through the field. And then the last thing is, let's just check the nuts and the bolts holding that assembly to the tire. Also, the wheel weights. We've got 1,000 to 2,000 pound wheel weights inside of the rear tires. Let's make sure all those bolts are torqued correctly.
Learn more about getting your tractor tires in tip-top shape for spring at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Grain markets under pressure on the final day of the month. You're listening to the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at Stone X. Arlen, corn, soybeans under some moderate pressure at midday Friday, wheat down a little bit as well. Got those Ag Outlook Forum numbers I know have had some impact in the trade, plus all the tariff talk and more.
What is your take on the grains and oilseeds here as we close out the week and the month of February?
Momentum is the path that the market follows, and momentum is to the downside, and it's ugly right now in the grain and oil seed sector as that liquidation continues. The big near record large long positions that the funds built, they're in the process of liquidating a portion of those, and the momentum continues to carry to the downside. Yesterday's lows gave way. Wheat tried to hold those lows, but corn eventually, and soybeans as well, corn eventually pulled soybeans below yesterday's lows, and then wheat, and at that point the momentum trading algos just really kick in and amplify the sell orders, and that's what's happening right now. The nervousness over tariffs is certainly a fundamental factor, with 25% tariffs expected to go into place now on Tuesday for Mexico and Canada. 20% tariffs will be in place against China. That's additional 10% on top of the 10% that Trump had already put on the 1st of February. And the outlook for them also indicating more corn acres. I think that's less of a factor. I think the trade had already anticipated the numbers pretty close to what USDA said there. But overall, it's momentum trading to the downside.
Real quick, protein sector is a mixed bag as well on Friday. Any notes there?
Well, protein sector faces a stronger dollar with tariffs. Always tend to elevate the dollar and give us some strength there. We're also seeing weakness with weaker cash prices this week. Still waiting for it to totally unfold in the southern plains, but we started off the week basically about $1 to $2 lower, and that's where the trade has tended to go. We are seeing some support in the feeder cattle market now with the weaker corn prices and the improved weather in the southern plains, increasing demand for feeder cattle at the auctions. But other than that, it's more of a negative tone like it is for many of the other commodities.
All right. We appreciate it once again. Arlen Suderman with StoneX joining us for midday commentary on Friday. We see corn, soybeans mainly 7 to 10 lower here this hour, with wheat trade 1 to 5 lower in Chicago and KC. Triple-digit losses in live cattle, moderate strength in feeder cattle, and a mixed day in the hog market. Crude oil down 60 cents a barrel, $69.75. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen.
It's a Wisconsin tradition, so start spreading the word. Whether you've been farming a little while or all your life, it's time to celebrate and see what's new with Wisconsin's oldest tradition. Join us for the 61st Annual Eau Claire Farm Show March 4th and 5th at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center. Free admission both days. Don't miss this event to celebrate one of Wisconsin's oldest traditions. The 61st Annual Eau Claire Farm Show March 4th and 5th, with free admission from 9 to 3:30 both days at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Some farmers are expressing doubts about a 2025 turnaround for the farm economy. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
As farmers look in the rearview mirror at the season just completed, they do have concerns about the planting season ahead. Zach Webb is a technical agronomist with Delta Pine in North and South Carolina. And at farmers' meetings he's attended, he's hearing a lot.
The biggest thing is, what are we going to plant to try to not only make money, but just to stay in business for another year? Because commodity prices are pretty tough right now. The acre shifts are jumping all over the place. I mean, we're seeing cotton down a little bit and beans and corn maybe up a little bit. But honestly, most of the guys are saying, you know what, I'm just going to plant what I normally plant to some degree and do what I know how to do.
Webb says farmers are telling him they are willing to give the Trump administration time to make necessary changes, and they'll hold on if they can.
I was with some growers yesterday. We were talking about the reductions of, I mean, 280 million or billion or so, anyhow, to the farm bill stuff. And they were concerned about it. And I said, wait a minute now, read the whole article. I said, because a lot of that's going to be directed toward food stamps and things like that. I mean, honestly, I think most of these guys realize that this first year is going to be tough, whether it's tariffs or whatever, or reduction in spending and things like that. But I think they also realize that it's going to take us a year or two to get to where we need to be and to fix some problems that we've had.
And farmers are telling Webb they expect a hard road in 2025.
I think the reality of it is, I think most of those guys are at the point where, you know, it's kind of like you got to have a stick in your hand because you can't be the open door to everybody. At some point in time, you got to draw the line in the sand and say enough's enough. And I think they realize that's what's going to have to happen for things. Things got to get worse before they can get better. It's kind of what I'm hearing.
The old saying is, it's darkest just before dawn. And farmers are hoping that there's a glimmer of morning light that they see on the horizon. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley introduced the Farmland Security Act of 2025 to help safeguard rural communities and protect American farmland from being secretly bought by foreign investors. The bipartisan legislation would build upon current law to ensure that all foreign investors, including shell companies who buy American agricultural land, report their holdings, strengthen penalties for those who evade filing, and invest in research to better understand the impact of foreign ownership of American farmland has on agriculture production capacity. America's farmland is critical to the health of our rural communities and our national security, said Baldwin. Our legislation will help bring to light foreign investments in rural America so we know who's buying up land critical to our safety and the future of U.S. agriculture, she said. USDA's calculated foreign ownership of approximately 45 million acres of American agricultural land. That's an 85% increase since 2010. Wisconsin will now join in on testing of its dairy's cows for bird flu. This is a national milk testing strategy that USDA is conducting. 45 states have enrolled in the strategy. Wisconsin has 5,000 dairy farms and 175 processors. Since December, Wisconsin has seen zero cases of bird flu in cows, along with three confirmed cases in domestic poultry. Testing on the dairy cows will begin over the next few weeks. USDA is reminding agricultural producers that the final date to apply for or to make changes to their existing crop insurance coverage is approaching for spring planting. Whole farm revenue protection and microfarm sales closing dates vary by crop and location, but the next major closing dates are February 28th, March 15th, and April 15th. USDA's Risk Management Agency lists the closing dates in the actuarial information browser under the Dates tab. Producers can also access the RMA Map Viewer tool to visualize the insurance program date choices for acreage reporting, cancellation, contract changes, earliest planting dates, and other important details. Producers are encouraged to visit their crop insurance agent soon to learn specific details for the 2025 crop year. Crop insurance coverage decisions must be made on or before the sales closing date. Producers can access the RMA Information Reporting System tool to identify applicable dates for their operation. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, ranking member of the Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee, led all committee Democrats in pressing USDA to explain the recent mass layoffs at the department. The senators asked how many USDA employees were fired and for a breakdown by state agency, job position, and veteran status, and all details the administration has yet to provide. The widespread layoffs jeopardize USDA's ability to respond to the ongoing avian flu outbreak, process farm loans, disaster relief, and other assistance for farmers, and distribute grants and loans for infrastructure and services that rural Americans rely on, the senators wrote in a letter to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. The senators also say they have deep concerns that the termination of thousands of nonpartisan USDA employees and contracts in less than a month would hinder the department's ability to address the challenges facing American agriculture and rural America. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced a $1 billion comprehensive strategy to curb highly pathogenic avian influenza, protect the U.S. poultry industry, and lower egg prices. This is in addition to funding already being provided to indemnify growers for depopulated flocks. As the secretary outlined in a Wall Street Journal op-ed piece, she has a five-pronged strategy that includes an additional $500 million for biosecurity measures, $400 million in financial relief for affected farmers, and $100 million for vaccine research, action to reduce regulatory burdens, and explore temporary egg import options. She said the Trump administration is taking the issue seriously and that American farmers need relief and American consumers need affordable food. Rollins also said to every family struggling to buy eggs, we hear you, we're fighting for you, and help is on the way. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from Commodity Classic. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Have a little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little bitty house and a little bitty yard. A little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. A little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. But it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. You got a job and a little bitty check. A six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around. Little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well
well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
Knock it out, clock it out, about to kick off the weekend. There's a stretch of black top, I ain't never seen a cop, so I'm pushing it a little past 10. Pulled a little money from the bank, put it in a tank, shined up the windshield glass. Don't know where the night might lead, ain't nowhere to be, but I gotta get there fast. There's a cold beer calling my name, feel a good time coming, got a new song humming, and the sunset's doing this thing. Feeling lucky as a seven, yeah, sometimes heaven is a pocket full of payday green. And my baby putting sugar on me, yeah, it's sure been a pretty damn good day. And there's a cold beer calling my name.
There's a hillbilly rock show, I'll be in the front row holding up a red big flame. Or wrap around porch with a citronella torch, yeah, you know I'm down either way. There's a chance that tonight might be the night that away. I ain't ever gonna forget you, everybody's turning it up. I got a little buzz and I ain't even had one yet. There's a cold beer calling my name, feel a good time coming, got a new song humming, and the sunset's doing its thing. Feeling lucky as a seven, yeah, sometimes heaven is a pocket full of payday green. And my baby putting sugar on me, yeah, it's sure been a pretty damn good day. And there's a cold beer calling my name, it's calling my name.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDF.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Yeah. up singing some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive, carved my name into his leather seat. I took a Louisville slugger to both headlights, I sliced a hole in all four tires. Maybe next time I'll think before he.
Every morning I watch you walk into the office in your business suit and matching shoes. With your hair put up neatly, you tug at your glasses and you sit down just three desks down. And I watch you in the fluorescent glass, and my mind drifts away somewhere, and I see you in a different light, and your hair falling down with love in your eyes. In my mind, you're a beautiful sight. I see you in a different light, just the way I saw you last night. Well, there's girls at the office, the guys always notice when they walk by, but you're not the type. And they don't know what I know. Some things just don't show through tailored tweeds. That's fine with me. Let them all think what they want to. As for me, when I look at you, I see you in a different light, and your hair falling down with love in your.
Go Peppin' Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Is the double-wide trailer sitting back in the holler on a country road? Then, baby, that's where we'll go. If you don't want to settle down, we can bounce around from town to town, and that's fine with me. If you want to just ride the breeze, well, I'll go anywhere. West Virginia, baby, I don't care. Mexico. Seen California, pick a spot on any old map. I travel light and my bags are packed, just as long as I'm where you're at. I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere, anywhere with you. Bet there's a two-lane running right through the middle of a wide-open desert to a ghost town. If you want to just hide out, well, we can send a postcard back from a mountaintop out in Idaho. Maybe get snowed in anytime, baby, you say when. Seen California, pick a spot on any old map. I travel light and my bags are packed, just as long as I'm where you're at. I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere. Seen California, pick a spot on any old map. I travel light and my bags are packed, just as long as I'm where you're at. I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere. Well, girl, I swear, just say the word, I'll take you there. Oh, anywhere, anywhere with you.
Get through one night without you. If I had to live without you, what kind of life would that be? Oh, I need you in my arms, need you to hold. You're my world, my heart, my soul. If you ever
now, how
there would be no love in my life. There'd be no world left for me. And I, baby, I don't know what I would do. I'd be lost if I lost you. If you ever
report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The meeting at the White House.